Some airlines have agreed to test passengers on flights from the United Kingdom to New York City for the coronavirus after a mutated and more contagious strain led to a Christmas lockdown there. As WXXI's Karen DeWitt reports, Governor Andrew Cuomo says he'd ultimately like the U.S. to join 40 other countries that have imposed a complete travel ban on arrivals from the U.K.
Cuomo is warning that the new strain might already be in the U.S. and could cause another wave of infection. He says he believes it may already have arrived with the several thousand passengers a day that have continued to fly between Heathrow Airport and JFK and LaGuardia airports in New York City.
I believe, intuitively, it's already here. I believe that. Because if it's been flying around the world, it will be here.
Cuomo wants the administration of President Donald Trump to join other countries and also ground planes from the UK to the US. The governor says last spring, the virus most likely came to New York through infected persons on European flights, which were not curtailed by federal officials until later in 2020. The governor believes testing the passengers for COVID, then banning anyone who tests positive, will help, but is not the best answer.
We saw this movie. UK closes down, other countries ban. Yes, I think the U.S. should halt travel until they know what they're talking about. Period.
Cuomo also says the first batch of vaccines continue to arrive in New York. 346,000 doses of the Moderna vaccine are on the way, and 120,000 more doses are coming from Pfizer, for a total of 630,000 shots so far. He says 38,000 frontline healthcare workers have already received the first of the two doses of the vaccine, and vaccination of nursing home residents and staff begins later this week. It's expected to take 6 weeks to complete. Cuomo says he's appointed a special panel to review distribution of the vaccines when more become available. Members include the state's Attorney General, Tish James, and NAACP leader Hazel Dukes. The New York Times reported on interest groups who are lobbying to win their members a higher priority designation on the list, including Uber and the union representing hotel workers. Cuomo says the vaccines will be given out based on science, not political favoritism.
There is no politics in the vaccination process. There is no politician in the state of New York who is in control of the vaccination process.
The governor says he's decided to wait to get vaccinated himself. Initially, he planned to get the shot publicly to help build confidence, but he says he's not in a special category and has no underlying health conditions, so he wants to wait until essential workers get their vaccines first.
I would take it today, but I don't want the flip side of people saying, well, that was a vaccine that could have gone to an essential worker.
Cuomo spoke on a day when the latest numbers show the statewide positivity rate for the virus was at 5.75%. More than 6,000 were in the hospital, more than 1,000 in intensive care. 109 New Yorkers died from the virus on Sunday. There was one bit of good news in the governor's briefing. He says he's allowed a special exemption for New York's travel quarantine requirement for Santa Claus, who's been given the green light to deliver presents to households late Thursday night and early Friday morning. But Cuomo says Santa will have to wear a mask. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.